I'm here with John Frank, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. John, the Republican sponsor of this bill has gone to great lengths to say that it's not an indictment of Obamacare. He says he simply feels like the federal exchange will be cheaper for the state.
Senator Jim Smallwood has made the case that how the exchange is funded puts it on tenuous financial ground. He points to the fact that we've had assessments for 2 years to keep the exchange afloat, and he points to a $5 million tax break that insurance companies get to help fund the exchange. He wants those to go away. He thinks it'd be a better deal if we move our folks onto the federal exchange, that Coloradans would then buy healthcare on healthcare.gov. The problem with that is that argument slowly being eroded the more we learn. For instance, when Nevada gave up their federal exchange, Connect for Health folks report that it cost $23 million to end that state exchange and connect to the federal exchange. That kind of undercuts the cost argument, according to critics. So we're seeing lots of debate about the cost of this. And of course, half of this is getting wrapped up into the national politics, too, which makes it even more difficult.
Ed, I wanted to touch on that. There have been rallies about saving the Affordable Care Act, saving Obamacare. This can't really be separated, or it's not being separated from what's happening nationally.
Well, it's really hard to separate it from what's happening nationally when there's such an uncertainty about what is going to happen to the federal exchanges. Are they going to simply disappear? Are they going to be replaced by tax credits? A lot of people point to the fact that there are more than 175,000 people who are in the exchange right now. And yes, certainly all of them can transfer over to the federal exchange, and all of them can get the same tax breaks in the federal exchange that are offered through the state exchange. But what they can't get is a connection to people. If they have questions, it's going to be a lot harder to call someone up and ask them for help in this. And they can't get any real sense of whether or not transferring to the federal exchange means that in another year, they're going to have to find another option because there isn't a federal exchange.
One thing we've heard from Democrats who oppose this has been, we don't know what's happening nationally. Let's not change this, redo it, and then have to switch to something else. But the exchange has also said, hey, we could stick around even if Obamacare gets repealed. Is that realistic?
It's an interesting discussion to have. And the exchange right now is planning for its future, regardless of whether they repeal Obamacare. It sees an opportunity to serve as kind of a regional portal, a regional hub for a number of states where residents in those states can go to this website to buy insurance. I kind of like to think of it like a LendingTree.com, a central place where you can go shop for exchange plans and shop for insurance plans. But yes, it entirely depends on what they do in Washington on whether that would even be possible.
Ed, some of the Republicans who support repealing the state exchange said things like moving to the federal exchange will give us more choice. The state exchange isn't a Colorado solution. Does that kind of go against what we typically hear from Republicans?
Yeah, you rarely see Republicans saying, hey, we'd like to take this state solution and make it a federal solution. And it feels very Hamiltonian in that way. And their original statements can be kind of odd to hear, especially things like this is not a Colorado solution. But what I think Senator Tim Neville, who particularly said that, means by this is we think the federal government's going to blow this up. It's not a matter of actually even just turning this into the federal exchange, which they think works as well as the state exchange right now. But the idea is that they're going to take and they're going to let the states go nuts with their health plans. They're going to turn things over for block grants and give states more allowances on what they're going to do. And through that process, eventually, Colorado can sit back down and come up with a more Colorado solution. But it is really interesting here because in 2011, when the exchange was created by a bipartisan bill, you heard over and over, we need a Colorado solution, and this is it.
Thanks. That was Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and John Frank with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol, and this is Capitol Conversation.